You're listening to Be In Demand, the podcast for honest advice, inspiring stories, and ideas for growing your business by leveraging the expert that you are. I'm your host, Lori Mirabito, business mentor, and I'm also a reformed painfully shy girl, red wine lover, and exercise enthusiast. Join me as I share how being positioned as the expert in your industry, even if it's a busy one, will help you stand out and be the one in demand to hire and work with.
Hey, today I am going to be sharing 5 easy and practical ways that you can get booked for speaking opportunities starting today, even if you've never spoken before. And in case we've never met before, I'm Lori Mirabito. I am actually a coach, and I specialize in helping people, coaches, online coaches, service professionals, actually leverage speaking opportunities to get visible, to attract high-end clients, and to monetize their expertise. So the very first way that I would say that you need to start, you know, like getting out there and letting people know is to put speaker in your bio. Put it in your bio everywhere, every different social media profile that you have, put it on your website, because without letting people know that you're a speaker, they're not like, you're just making it really hard for people to figure out that they can actually hire you. So that's the number one thing that I tell people, which also leads to having a speaker page on your website. And a speaker page that's a little bit more in depth, but let me just give you like an overview. You want to make sure that your bio is on there, maybe even an introduction, if you have a general introduction. And remember, like you can just come up with these things if you're just getting started. What 3 topics or titles do you have? And give a short description of what those presentations are about. If you've got any pictures of yourself speaking, make sure you add those pictures to your speaker page as well. So there's a lot more that goes into your speaker page, but let's just leave it at that for right now. That's a whole other conversation. The second one are resources. What resources do you currently have? And when I say resources, who can you ask for help? Who can you ask, like, hey, do you know any meeting planners? Do you know somebody at this particular company? You know, let people know that you're available to be a speaker. So that's what I want you to do. I want you to tell people that you're a speaker, but also ask for help in referring you and making those connections as well. You know, some time ago, I did this in a presentation. I was trying to get known in a new area, and I was down in Florida and I did a lot of speaking down there. And during one of the presentations, I started to tell people that I love speaking on this topic. I love sharing this information. And if anybody had any leads or could refer me to other meetings, other associations who would benefit from my message, to please make the connection for me, to come up and see me afterwards. And I got to tell you, that's how I actually got referred to other places to speak. And it was so easy, by just letting your audience know. And it can be a very simple conversation that you're just slipping it in, making it sound very conversational, so it doesn't sound awkward at all. So that's number 2. Number 3 is make a list of all the associations, the trade groups, the places that you have memberships to, whether that's some sort of an online private community, where you're noticing that every once in a while they have speakers. You know, there's over 125,000 professional trade and associations here in the US. And all of those actually have lots of state and regional divisions as well. They're all looking for speakers. So think about maybe joining certain organizations that you know have your ideal clients in them, where you could also not only get clients, but also maybe learn more for your professional development. But think about your trade associations. Where are you already going to? Make a list of those. This is such an easy one, because these people probably know you and they would love to have you speak in the meetings. They just don't know that you're a speaker. They just don't know that you are raising your hand, that you have something to share, that you have a story to share, that you have some great tips to offer the audience, to your other fellow members. Let them know. So that's such an easy one. That's really part of your warm market that's out there. Number four, have you spoken before? If so, go back and reach out to them. This is another easy one, because if you've already spoken for somebody, then they already know what you're like. And especially if you did a fabulous job, you know, go back and mention to them, just reach back out to them. And this is what I tell all of my private clients. You want to reach out to them and just say, I can't believe it's been, for example, 2 years since I spoke for your organization. I can't believe it's been 5 years since I did a workshop at your company. It's almost like I blinked and here we are 5 years later. And I'm just reaching out to see, you know, like what's going on, what's new in the company. Just make it a genuine outreach and then just see if they're looking for speakers, if they've got any up and coming events, because you enjoyed speaking for them so much that you would love to come back. And that again is another easy one. As a matter of fact, I've had a lot of clients who have used this approach, especially when they're just getting started with me. So I'm like, why forget about the places that you've spoken for? Why forget about the places that already know what you're like? Even if you're speaking on a different topic now, they already know you, they already like you, they already trust you, you showed up, you spoke before, and who knows what those reviews were. So reach back out to them. The clients of mine who do this have come back to me, and actually, I remember one woman, Amy, if you're listening. Amy like came back and said, oh my God, I can't believe how well that worked. She was like, I got hired, she got booked 3 times in one day. All because she reached back out to places that she's spoken to before. And even if you're reaching out to somebody, let's say you stayed in contact with, I'm just going to say like a somebody from human resources who was in charge of putting like a meeting together for their company. You know, let's just say it was a smaller company. They didn't actually have a meeting planner, you know, or a professional development training department. Reach back out to them. Like, you know, they might have moved to a different company and maybe, just maybe, they're looking for speakers. But you also just never know who they know, because human resource people know human resource people. Meeting planners know meeting planners. Podcast hosts know podcast hosts. So there's always this chance of being referred to others. Like, I don't have any need right now, but I know I was just on the phone 2 days ago with a friend of mine who's in this company, who is a host of this podcast, and she's looking for new guests, some speakers, somebody to come in and do a workshop. Again, that's almost a little bit like asking for help, but basically I want you to reach out to the places that you've spoken for before. And if you're just getting started, if you know people in positions who might be able to hire you or be able to refer you, just have a connection call just to connect and let them know like, hey, here's what I'm doing these days. Love to hear what's going on in your world. Believe it or not, that works really well. You just want to keep telling people, hey, I'm a speaker. I'm available to be hired to speak. And number five is one that you probably hadn't thought about. Put it in your email signature and tell your list. You know, putting it in your email signature kind of goes with the bio, the number one that I already shared with you. But a lot of times I find that this one also gets missed. Put it in your email signature. Let people know, because you never know when your email is being forwarded on to somebody else. It's like, oh, this person's a speaker. Let me go check them out. But also let your email list know. You never know when somebody joins your email list and they've no idea exactly everything that you do. And they need to be reminded again and again and again that you're a speaker, because when the time comes that, you know, it's almost like the perfect storm, it's like we're putting together a conference, they happen to get your email like 15 minutes later, and it's like, oh yeah, I remember this person. they were a great speaker. They'd be great for this event. Let me reach out to them. I want to tell you, like, I have gotten booked for so many speaking events because of exactly that, because I email my list, I stay in touch with them. And it also reminds them that I'm a speaker. It says that I'm a speaker. But you could also put in your email signature, or if you happen to be on my list, you'll see on the bottom of my emails that it says like different ways that we can work together. And you could add something like that to your emails that go out to your list if you happen to be an online coach, a service professional. You know, service professionals, keep in mind, don't ignore speaking. Just because you are a behind the scenes type person, you're a web developer, you're a virtual assistant, you're a social media manager, you're an accountant, you have information that other people need to know about. You have tips. And there are people who probably don't even know what you do or how you could help them. And then when you're speaking, you just never know who they're going to refer you to. So again, let me just like go over those one more time. Number one is put speaker in your bio. Make it super easy for people to really know that you are a speaker and that you're available to speak or even be on podcasts. Remember, everything that I've shared here is not just for stages. It's not just for Zoom. It could be in a private community. It could be a guest expert at a mastermind, a high-end mastermind that brings in specialists. It could be for podcasts, live streams, videos, you know, IG, like doing some stories, doing some lives together with another host or another guest and just talking about and sharing on a topic. Remember, there's so many different ways that we are using speaking today. Number two is resources. Ask people. Let people know that you're available, that you're a speaker and that you want to get into speaking, and ask for their help. Who can they refer you to? Number three, make a list of all those trade groups, associations, memberships that you're already a part of that bring in speakers and reach out to them. And if you don't feel comfortable reaching out to them because you don't feel like they know you well enough, then make it your point to get known in that association. Volunteer, you know, be that person that's at the desk that's greeting people in. If it's done virtually, just ask the whoever's on the leadership team, like, how can you help with the association? And you get to know other people. And number four, where have you spoken before? Let's reach back out to them and see if you can get booked for another future event. And then number five is emailing your list and adding speaker to your email signature. Now, if speaking is something that you have been wanting to get into, you just feel like, I'm not sure if I'm ready. Maybe I'll do it next year. Because I've got clients who have said, I kept finding myself saying that I would do it later. And that's just a form of procrastination. So if you're the sort of entrepreneur who feels like I have a story to tell, I want to get in front of more people and impact more people. I want to impact my business, my industry. I want to make a change in my industry. Then reach back out to me. You can send me a DM, you know, like here on Facebook or even on Instagram, and let me know that you would like to know more information. I actually have two slots open. I just recently opened up two new slots to work with me privately. And I'll tell you all about how VIP my clients are and how I work with them and what you can expect while we are working together. So feel free to DM me, or you can go to chatwithla.com, and that will take you to my calendar booking link. So until next time, I want you all to be in demand.
Thanks for hanging out with me. Be sure to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And join me over in my private Facebook group for more tips, community, and free trainings. You'll find the link in the show notes. You can also help this podcast reach more listeners by leaving a review. And as a thank you, each month I pick one of my reviewers to win a free coaching call with me. So if you haven't done so already, please leave a review and you could be the next winner.
Are you ready to leverage speaking as your best form of marketing?
There are over 7,500 events looking for speakers every single day. Speaking positions you as the expert in the room, but you probably don't know where to start. So I created this great resource called the Directory of Places to Speak. This resource will help you get started today. So head on over to speakandstandout.com/directory to grab your free copy now. Don't miss this opportunity to be the expert speaking to audiences filled with your ideal clients.